You are a genius.
But wait a second. How do you know that?
Everyone is a genius. We just often have been shamed for our gifts and strengths, and so we don't tend to develop our uniqueness in this world. Most of us don't know what that is.
So we've invested the next four podcasts into exploring your genius.
In a world where achievements and accolades motivate us to do more and be more, we're often left wondering, is this really it?
Deep inside, you know there is more to life. You're ready to leave behind the old, push your way through, and claim the deeper life that's calling you.
That's where we excel.
We're your hosts, Stephanie Allen
and Marin Oslak.
And this is the Soulful Leader Podcast.
Sit back and relax as we share the shortcuts we've uncovered to help you make shift happen.
Welcome back to the Soulful Leader Podcast. Today we are talking about steel energy. So we've gone fully around the circle and we're into winter time, at least on this particular profiling system. So we started in spring. We went over to Blaze in spring was Dynamo. We went over to Blaze, which was summer. And last week we did Tempo, which was fall. Steel energy is winter energy. And the way I think about this is in winter, things tend to go dormant. And we don't see it. It's like, it seems like everything died, right? The leaves are off the trees. Things have pulled back. There may be a blanket of snow on the ground. And we don't see anything that's going on. So the illusion is that nothing's going on. We think, oh, nothing's going on. And yet under the ground and within hibernation and all of the, there's so much happening to prepare for the coming of spring, for the next year. And the analogy for me is so apt with steel people. So if you've ever had somebody, or if you have somebody in your life who tends to not say much, seems like there's not much going on, and then comes out with like some brilliant sentence, or, you know, like out of nowhere has a business that's booming. And you're like, how did they do that? They very well may be steel energy.
Yeah, very introverted, very inward, deep roots, lots going on underneath the surface. So they may not have an over exuberant exterior like a Blaze person would, getting all excitable. They may be more deeply going inward and thinking about something. And they tend to ask the question, well, how? How is that going to happen? How, you know, that's a great idea. And how they can be very, in some ways, kind of negative, or they'll point out the details of like why that won't work sometimes. Like in the way of saying, well, how's that going to work? And how do you know that's going to be a good thing? And so they'll tend to be, the devil's advocate, you know, we often say. And when we're talking about like going around the seasons, it's interesting that because if you have an original idea being in the springtime, a dynamo energy kind of thought, if you actually go backwards to a steel energy, then it's going to cut the whole process down. So steel energy is think of an axe, and the dynamo energy is wood. And what cuts down trees but axes? And so often they can be seen as dream killers. They're not. It's just that they're asking a very good question. It's just not in the right timing of creation. So when you can kind of go around the whole cycle of like, what are we doing? Who is it for? When and where is it going to happen? Then the next logical and reasonable question would be, well, how? How's that going to manifest? Or how is that? And often the steel energy will have the how. Once it goes around from the what to the who, the when and the where, the how is very obvious. They're like, oh, well, I know how to make this happen. Here's the process. Here's the system. I got it. They can measure it.
That is, it's so important, because one of the things that I've done with my clients in the past is make sure that when there's an idea session, We either tell the steel energy to wait or not even be in the room. And that seems like it may be harsh. And for exactly the reason that you're talking about, of most steel people can get, once they understand this system, they can get it and they can stay in the room and they can realize that it needs to go around clock, in this instance, clockwise, which is through the seasons before it gets to winter, and not go from spring to winter, right? Because even in nature, if you go from spring to winter, it's going to kill all the brand new shoots. Mm-hmm. So it's a very powerful system in that way, in understanding ideas go through the cycles. And, you know, like the we can't just automatically put a how energy question. And that is the question for steel people. It is the, if you have somebody who's always asking how, they are most likely a steel energy person in life.
Yeah. So to really respect a steel energy person, to have all your details, to have all your structures in place, to know what it is, who it's for, when and where it's going to happen. Then you bring them that information. It's got more legs under it. It's got more structures. Then they can really look at the details about where that might be maybe not quite supported, or that they could offer a new system or a process that would help strengthen that system. That's where they offer really great value. But bringing them in too early, it's going to tear it down before it even gets legs.
They're fantastic at creating systems. And oftentimes it's in the background, which is why we think, oh my God, that came out of nowhere. No, it just was in the background and we didn't notice it. So they're oftentimes undervalued and underestimated because they've got this whole thing going and this whole plan of systematized and out, like it's all done and ready, and boop, it pops out like completed. How did that happen? They're quite amazing like that.
Yeah. So in Chinese medicine, in the organs that it's kind of related to are lung and large intestine. Those would be your metal organs, which is about really thinking about breathing life into something. Mm. It's like to be able to really take in. So a steel energy gathers information, gathers resources, gathers, and accumulates it. And then looks at, well, what is the most efficient way to distribute the energy? Like they don't waste time and energy. They're very much, when they're done, they're done. Like this is where it's complete. This is like what I had a Lord bookkeeper, and she was always testing me on like, where's this $9 going? Why are you paying $9 for this? And what is it for? Like, how is this helping you? I'm like, oh, I don't even know what that is. And that Lord saved me more money than making me money. And that's kind of the difference of when you think of a dynamo blaze energy is more about being able to magnify and create, you know, income, whereas more of the tempo on the tempo steel energy is more about gathering it and multiplying, like being able to then put it into different organization. They're great at organizing, great at being able to distill information down into what's important and what isn't. So,
yeah. One of the interesting things about this particular, you know, we're still talking about wealth dynamics. And what I found is I actually know a couple of extroverted lords. And we talk about it being more on the introverted side. And one of the things that I noticed about this profiling system is that it doesn't look at introvert, extrovert as the way that most systems do. Most systems look at how do we refill our cups? Like how, if when we need to regenerate ourselves, where do we go? In which case, you know, in such a system, I'm actually an introvert because I need to go away in order to get myself back together, right? Whereas an extrovert tends to want to be around people. That's where they get their energy from. In this system, it's more about where do you find your information? So steel energy tends to like to do research and read outside of, you know, like by themselves. So my husband is a Lord and he is like the I call them fastest fingers on the internet, because I will look for something forever on the internet and just think, oh my God, I just need to ask somebody, because I want information from a person. I want to just ask somebody, tell it to me, give me the information. Whereas he wants to go and do research, and he's gotten really good at it, or he is really good at it. So that's where I see the difference between this system and other systems.
And yeah, because sometimes they'll say, you know, someone who's introvert doesn't really care for people or doesn't really want to be around people.
Right.
But that doesn't always mean in the way of a steel energy in this system. They could very much like people. It has nothing to do with people. It's really how they resource themselves.
Yeah. I had an instructor at the studio that was a completely extroverted Lord. I mean, she loved her system and she loved her people. So, yeah. So that's one of the things that I look at, though, is are they asking the question how a lot? Is that like, that's their go-to, right? They want to understand how something's going to happen. And do they really love systems and research? And, you know, like there's so much going on under the surface and you don't necessarily realize it.
Mm-hmm. And they love to organize and organize and put things in the right place and not give energy to what they're done with. Yeah. You know, don't waste time and energy.
Yeah, well said. So those are the four elements that are the basis of this wealth dynamic system. And what makes it unique is there's actually a fifth element, which is the why element. This is, I think, the main reason that Stephanie and I love this system, because why is the water element. It's where flow is, it's spirit, and it connects everything. And the higher you go into why something is, the less important all of those differences that we just spent 4 weeks talking about actually are, right?
So it creates the transcendence of all four and yet includes them, but you are actually up-leveling and going to a whole new octave.
Yeah.
And traditionally, many of the profiling tests were only based on those four qualities. The industrial age, people didn't really care about who or why you are here in this world. They just wanted to know, can you do the job?
Right.
And can you do well? And can, you know. So this is what makes us different. And this is what the evolution of humanity we need to grow into, is finding our reason for being.
So join us next week, where we will be exploring the why element. And it'll be our final installment in this series of exploring profiling tests for business and for up-leveling our own personal personalities and our business personalities. You can find everything on our website, tslp.life. If you have not yet found out your own energy, head over there now. It's a free test. And we will see you all next week on the Soulful Leader Podcast.
And that wraps up another episode of the Soulful Leader Podcast with your hosts, Stephanie Allen
and Marin Oslak. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to dive deeper, head over to our website at thesoulfulleaderpodcast.com.
Until next time.